We need your support, your financial support. So as you listen to the podcast, as you hear the message, we would ask you to freely go to the donation page and donate. You can either donate by credit card or you can donate by Cash App. We appreciate you. And again, we need your financial support. We feed the homeless. We help in all type of outreach areas as we're trying to build outreach ministries. In Jesus' name, we love you and we thank you. And I like to say to you, thank you in advance for your continued free offering support. In Jesus' name, amen.
Eternity, his amazing.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the fellowship, Lord God, knowing that you are our God. You are the God that surpasses all understanding. You are the one who is our refuge. Our very focus is on you. Thank you for being our fortress, our shield, our protector. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that as I decrease, you would increase in me to teach your people your word. We love you and we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And all those that agreed said amen. Amen. We're in chapter 4 of Ephesians, continuing. We're going to back up to verse 21. Which we went down to 22 last time. We're going to go to 21 to go a whole different direction as we go slide right into the rest of this chapter. And so let me read verse 21. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Now, if so be, if this is a fact, that you have heard of him and been taught by him. Now, how many people have been taught by Jesus? How do you get taught by Jesus? You get taught by Jesus through the Word of God. You don't get taught because everybody pushes the issue of the Holy Spirit. Everybody pushes the issue of all these other things, not realizing how the Holy Spirit is connected to Jesus. And without Jesus, there is no Holy Spirit. So I don't see how you surpass Jesus by going to the Holy Spirit. Just like without God the Father, there is no Jesus. See, that's just the way it works. The Godhead is set in such a way that you have to pay homage to the one to whom it is due. You do not get to say, call the Holy Spirit as an entity that is here to comfort us, still being a part of God, but not the fullness of God. And ignore God the Father. You do not get to do the same thing with Jesus. And a lot of people go around that because they grab what is comfortable to them. And the worship of the Holy Spirit above Christ has become, what can I say, a religion or a way. Because a lot of people are doing that, but not according to knowledge. Even though Scripture says, they serve me with their mouth, but their hearts is far from me. Even though the Scripture says, that you are to keep the diligence of the Lord Christ above everything else. You have to be diligent in serving, diligent in learning, diligent in receiving his word. People don't even do that. A lot of people don't even know the word of God. So they serve scripture, and they serve the church, and they serve the body of believers, and they serve the people according to zeal, not according to knowledge. Guess what zeal is? According to how you feel. That doesn't work for God. Because God is not a God that is bound by feelings. Nor is he a God that is bound by emotion. Even though he has feelings. Even though there are feelings. But he changes the way you feel about things. So that you can feel spiritually. Not physically. And so a lot of people hold the truth of God in unrighteousness. By operating outside of the things of the Word of God. So let's just prove the point. So it says, so if ye have heard of him and have been taught by him who? By the Christ. How do I know that? Because the scripture before that in 20 says, but ye have not so learned Christ. And then you're going to say, if so be that you have heard of him who? The Christ. And have been taught by him who? The Christ. As the truth is in Jesus. So, there is no other truth but Jesus. Now, Pastor, you're just talking outside of your neck. Nobody knows what you're talking about. Okay, well, let's just use some scripture to back it up so I can prove who the truth is and show you beyond the shadow of a doubt who the truth is. If you turn your Bible to St. John chapter 14, verse 6, you will see who the truth is. You will see it, you will understand it, and you cannot go against Scripture. Listen, one of the most important things about this is that God uses Scripture to define Scripture. God does not use what you think it is. God does not use how you feel about it. God does not use clairvoyance. God does not use any conveyed message. He definitely does not use gossip, which is where a lot of people get their stuff from. If you heard it from somebody else, then you're getting it and you're trying to teach it to somebody else, and what you're doing is spreading gossip if it's not the truth. It's okay if you're spreading the truth, but if it's not the truth, you're spreading gossip. And isn't it amazing that how many times have someone told you something and you asked them to show it to you in the words, they can't. So to them, they're trying to teach you from something that they heard. That's just gossip. You cannot serve God with emotions, and you cannot serve God by gossip. You need to know what you're saying for yourself. There's nothing wrong with hearing from other people, but you need to check the facts. You need scripture to define scripture. If someone is telling you something, they need to define it by scripture. If they cannot define it by scripture, then you need to tell them, I'm sorry, I cannot receive that. Because you have to receive the word of God for yourself. It is the only thing that changes us. And so in John 14, starting at verse 6, the scripture says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now notice he didn't say no man can come unto the Holy Spirit but by me. Why is the Holy Spirit name in there? Because the goal is getting to the chief of the Godhead, God the Father. The goal is to please God the Father. And so no man can come to the Father except by him. But he said, I am the way. I am the only way. He said, I am the truth. I am the only truth. And I am the light, the only light. There is no other life outside of Jesus. There is no other way outside of Jesus. But guess what? There is no other truth. Jesus is the truth. Isn't that what Ephesians says? As the truth is in Jesus. So if you have Jesus, you have the truth. If you have anything else, you don't quite have the truth. Because you can't come to the Father unless you come by him. And so since you can't come to the Father unless you come by him, there's no way for you to get to the Father unless you come through the truth. Now, let me show you the position of the Holy Spirit. Let's go to John chapter 16, verse 13. So we can just shut a lot of this stuff down, because I get tired of having to argue this with people, and I need you to understand what I'm saying here. You need to take this stuff and put pins in it in your heart. So verse 13 says, how be it when he, talking about the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whosoever he shall hear, but whosoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Whatsoever. I kept saying whosoever. I'm like, why doesn't this sound right? Excuse me. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. So, how be it that the Spirit of truth, talking about the Holy Ghost, is come, and he will guide you into all truth. He will guide you into all truth. What is the truth? Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. So the Holy Spirit will not operate and guide you anywhere where he's not guided. He will guide you to Jesus. Everything he does is going to witness about the Christ. Everything he's going to say is going to witness about the Christ. And you can't go around that. You cannot manipulate that. You cannot maneuver that. And if you check other scriptures, you'll find out that I'm telling you the 100% truth. You cannot go around the Holy Spirit, using the Holy Spirit, to come to your own conclusion. The Holy Spirit is only going to lead you to truth. The truth is only going to lead you to Christ. Now, we know in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We also know that we beheld his glory, the Word of God, and we called his name Jesus. Scripture teaches us this in the first chapter of John, St. John. So if the scripture is true, and it is, then the word of God is the very truth that we seek. So the Holy Spirit is not going to operate outside of the truth. He's going to lead you to the truth. Where is he going to lead you? To your own opinion about the truth? No, he's going to lead you to the word of God. Well, Pastor, you're making another statement. Well, let me prove it to you scripturally. Let's go to John 17, 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus is praying to God and he's asking God to separate his people from the world into the truth. And then he says, thy word, your word is the truth. So God's word is the truth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We beheld his glory, and we called his name Jesus. So Jesus the Christ is the truth. Jesus the Christ is the Word. The Holy Spirit only leads you to things that has to do with Jesus. If you know the Holy Spirit for something else than that, then you may not be following the right spirit. Because the Word of God is always going to confirm, and the Holy Spirit is always going to confirm. See? It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. And so you have to get over it. I'm not trying to make you feel good. I don't care what you believe. A lot of people are in the situation that they're in because they depend more on the Spirit of God than the Christ themselves. See, but the Holy Ghost didn't save you. The Holy Ghost led you to be saved. He drew you to the place where you can get saved. But the actual work of salvation was done on the cross by the Lord Jesus Christ. There is none higher than Jesus Christ. The scripture says there is no name that is above that name. That there is no name above the name of Jesus, the Christ. And so as a result of that, why do we push Holy Spirit? Why do we push, in some religions, God the Father? Why do we push our own ideology? Why do we push our own mindset? Why do we push the things that we love, the way we feel, the way we think, our emotions? We put those things above the Christ. And then you have the very gift thereof. Because what it does is deceive you. It deceives you. And so let's get into the deception of it. Let's get into the deception of it. Let's go to Thessalonians chapter 10. Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. Thessalonians don't have 10 chapters. At least I don't think it does. I could be wrong. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. I'm sorry, 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verse 10. Well, let's start at verse 8. Let's start at verse 7. Amen. It says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. He who now let, until he be taken out of the way. And then the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. So, don't tell me that everybody who's operating in the Holy Spirit is operating in righteousness. Don't tell me those who are operating, unless you're identifying this by the word, you don't know if you're operating in righteousness. Because he goes on to say in 10, and with all deceitfulness and unrighteousness in them that perish. So you're dying thinking you got it and you do not have it because you are reasoning with yourself, with your emotions and the way you feel. And people can't get enough of that. The bottom line is this. It says, let me go back to 10. It says, and with all deceivableness and of unrighteousness. You are deceived in unrighteousness if you're not verifying the Christ, if you're not verifying the Word of God, if you're not verifying the truth, if you're not verifying the Holy Spirit by the Word of God. Why do you think there's different gods upon earth? Because people aren't verifying God by the Word of God. His word is a testimony of who he is. So if that's so for God the Father, then why wouldn't that be so for God the Son? And if that's so for God the Son, then why wouldn't that be the same thing for God the Holy Spirit? Somehow we think we get to feel our way to the place where it is. See, we don't get that opportunity. We don't get it. It is God's will. It is God's word. It is God's way. It is God's direction. He has defined this thing. He has defined this thing. It is He that have put this in place. It is He that have put this in order. It is He. He alone. And nobody else. I'm sorry, my grandson wanted his grandpa. So he had to come to me. Thank God for that. I love that. Going back to 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the what? Love of the truth. So when you don't receive the love of the truth and everything else is more important to you, then you do not receive the Christ. How do you receive the love of the truth? First, you have to receive the Christ, which is the truth. Once you receive the Christ, which is the truth, then you have to get into the place where you start to love the truth. There you go. You get to the place where you start to love the truth. And that is so that you might be saved. Jeremiah, I'm going to whip you. Now you need to be quiet. I love you. You need to quit all that now. It's not necessary. I'm sorry, you guys. We got to rebuke them where we can't get them because they're growing. He's a good kid, though. It says, so, come here. He's okay. Come on. Okay. So, that they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So, people receive not the love of the truth for their own salvation. They refuse to receive the salvation. You think just receiving Christ as your personal Savior and saying a couple of things out of Romans chapter 10 gets you saved. No, now that gives you the opportunity to be saved. Now you need to walk in the fullness of life. Now you need to learn how to let Christ take over your life and come in and live through you. Now you need to be pointed towards the truth. And you need to learn how to love the truth above everybody else. A lot of people don't get the understanding. That's just wisdom. That's just wisdom. In chapter 4 of Proverbs, it says, get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all that getting, get understanding. If you don't understand what the Holy Spirit is doing, if you don't understand, you need to shut up and quit trying to push the Holy Spirit as though you have some special spiritual power that nobody else does. You're lying. That is a lying wonder. It makes people wonder, and you're lying. You're not telling the truth. And it goes on to say in 11, and for this cause, God sent them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. So your very salvation depends on you believing the truth, loving the truth above everything else, loving God, loving the truth more than anything else. Remember, the Holy Spirit is the power that is given to us to operate. But the Word of God is a greater power because the Holy Spirit yields to the Word of God. So if you cannot prove it scripturally, you need to shut your mouth and let people live their lives and try to guide them into spiritual truth as you guide them into the Holy Spirit. Quit coming up with all these lies. Do you know how many people have been deceived by manipulators of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is not a religion. He's an entity given to comfort us here by God. Do you understand that? I hope you understand that. Because it's time for us to get down to the brass tacks. So let's get down to the brass tacks. Turn your Bible to Jeremiah. And I know I'm giving you a lot of information. I'm trying to get you to a place where I can move on in that. Because when all these things are not in place, then you don't get to get the fullness of the understanding of what we are trying to do here when we're talking about the church and where it is going. That's why we started in Ephesians 4 instead of Ephesians 1. Because there are certain things that need to be laid down. In the first chapter of Jeremiah, verse 10, it says, "See this day, this is God, I've set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms." To do what? To root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. And you'll find that in Proverbs, you'll find that in Ecclesiastes, you'll find that in other places. That in order for you to build the things of God, you must root out, you must pull down, you must tear down, you must destroy that, and then build, and then plant. That is God's system. And you cannot maneuver or manipulate the system to fit the way you feel it ought to be. So you cannot take a shortcut to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given by Christ to witness about the Christ, to witness about the Word of God, to lead you into all spiritual truth. The Holy Spirit is leading you into spiritual truth. The Holy Spirit is not the truth, even though he is the Spirit of truth. He is of the truth. And he will not lie. He will not manipulate. He will not do that. But Jesus Christ, the Word of God, is the truth. So the Holy Spirit is the very spirit of it. He witnesses about it. You put that in context, then you get to see a different picture. Let's go back to Ephesians 4. I need to set all these things in place so that you can get the premise of where we are going. Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 4. So now that we see, it says in 21, "If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, now you can put off the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust." See? Oh, maybe you thought that your old self was glorified in God. Oh, maybe you thought that you was going to be able to take your manipulation into heaven. Oh, maybe you thought that you are such a much in a bag of chips that God is just going to overlook you and just let you in. No, that's not going to happen. There has to be a sacrifice. See, you must sacrifice the old life for a new life in him. You must sacrifice the old man, the old mankind, the old female kind, and put on a new person, newness in him. A lot of people think because they accept the Holy Spirit that they are new in him. You have lied to yourself. You have got to go through the word and be washed by the regeneration of this word so that you can be new in him. If the word is not washing you, you just a covered up devil. Yeah, I said it. The word of God must wash you. When Jesus said that you are to love one another, then that is what we're supposed to do. Love one another. Now, bam, let me give you this. How many of you guys know that it's very hard to love the unlovable? Have you ever tried it? People that don't want to be loved, and you go out of your way and try to love on them, they send you through all kind of hoops. It's very hard. It takes a great sacrifice to love the unlovable. But yet, by the commandment of God, Jesus said, "Love ye one another as I have loved you." Think about how hard it was to love mankind. Mankind and all his deceitfulness. Think of how hard it was for Jesus to go to the cross and die for people that was just like you and me. At least, well, I ain't even got to deal with you. I know I was a devil. Me. But yet, somewhere on the Jericho Road, he looked past my fault and saw my need. My need was that I needed to be saved. You guys, quit playing all these tricks and all these games and trying to manipulate people to be a carbon copy of, you. That is the beautifulness of God. God does not need you to look like me. God does not need me to look like you. God is so intricate, and he is so omnipotent, and he is so glorious, and he is so all-sufficient that he can create a you that loves him separate from a me that loves him. And then we come together because you're bringing a certain thing to the table and I'm bringing a certain thing to the table together. He is magnified. He is glorified in us that he may magnify himself. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, who would do it? Without Christ, would you ever glorify God? No. Because mankind is shaped in iniquity. The first thing we think about is glorifying ourselves. What about me? What about me? What about me? What about me? Well, you need to throw you into the trash. That's what we're talking about. You need to put off concerning the formal conversation of the old man. Now, I need to deal with this word conversation. Because that word is twofold. It is not just talking about the words that are coming out of your mouth. And that's where a lot of people's salvation ends. It is talking about your lifestyle. People easily gravitate to the words that are coming out of their mouths. And they start saying things, trying to sound spiritual. Because they love the allure of the church. They love the ambiance of the church. They love the music. And they start saying things. But in their hearts, they don't even know God. Well, how do you know that, Pastor? Because I asked the question, what have you been studying? Oh, well, I don't really have time to read my Bible. Well, then how are you going to know the Christ if you're not reading? How is he going to talk to you? Well, the Holy Spirit talks to me all the time without the Word of God? I just proved to you that that's a lie. How does the Holy Spirit talk to you without the Word of God when the Holy Spirit only confirms the Word of God? And if the Holy Spirit is talking to you, which I know he's doing his job, through the Word of God, if you're not reading it, how do you know if it's the Holy Spirit talking to you? But yet you want to tell everybody how spiritual you are. You just look the part. You're not Holy Ghost fed. You're not even spiritual. You're a liar. I said it and I meant it. You're a liar. And your life reflects it. I'm going to take a sidebar here because we're running out of time. I have like 3 minutes. And if I go to the 23rd verse, we're going to be renewed in spirit, the spirit of your mind. And that's a whole teaching all by itself. So let me give you a for instance, a true statement, but a for instance here on earth. The spiritual realm is more real than this one. This physical world is temporary. It's not going to last. When all is said and done, what's going to be in place? The spiritual realm. The spiritual realm is more than this one. If you have an issue in your physical realm, physical life, it is simply because there's a lack of something in the spiritual realm. If you're on drugs, there's a lack of something that is on the inside of you, spiritually. That's why you're on drugs. If you're a liar, there's a lack of something on the inside of you. There may have been some hurt. If you're sick, there's a lack of something that is on the inside of you that is trying to come out of you. There's something that in you is poison that is trying to come out of you. Now, how we got there, we don't need to go through how we got there. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change the facts. But this needs to come out. Why? Because spiritually, there needs to be in place the right thing that is right before God. See? If you can't see physically, then that's because you don't see spiritually. If you can't walk physically, that is because you don't walk spiritually. If you can't speak physically, that is because you don't speak spiritually. Everything in the spirit realm is divine. And everything in the spirit realm, I'm talking about in God, only in God, not in the spiritual wickedness. Everything in the spiritual realm is divine. And everything that is in the spiritual realm is the reality of what happens here in the physical realm. If you don't have it in the spirit, you will not have it in the physical. See, that's God. So you could cry to the Holy Spirit all day long to deliver you from something. But until you make a spiritual decision that the way you do things is different, then you're going to suffer in your physical self. That's why it's there. See? And that may be a job of the Holy Spirit, because he leads you to all spiritual truth. What does he do to make you see the truth? Well, it's already established by God the Father in the Word. If you disobey his word, then these things are going to happen. If you obey his word, then these things are going to happen. How do you become the obedient of God? By first making a spiritual decision to love Christ with your whole heart, mind, soul, and body, and lean towards his word for every direction that you're going. And then you get the benefit of everything else. But until that is solidified, you don't have what you need to have. Think about it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the fellowship, Father, asking that you bless all those above the sound of my voice, that you would keep us, Lord God, that you would use this scripture, use this word, Lord God, use the things that we spoke about to not condemn, but to bring about a place where people will understand the mistakes that they are making physically so that they can get the wisdom. But in all that getting, as your word says in Proverbs 4, get understanding. Let them understand why it is that they're failing. In Jesus' name, Lord God, and me too, Lord God, because I'm not above it. And I thank you for that, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Where the evil ones dwell, cause they fail. What some like to refer to as hell never unveil. The downscale of the segregated, isolated, degenerated, and investigated committee. Destroy the whole city one by one. Make it kill off each other with a knife or a gun. You having fun, but in the end you'll be judged by the Lord, cause he gave the 10 commandments for you to follow, but you ignored. You living in sin, abomination against the ways of good. Now reading scripture, praying to God, even though you know you should. I try to keep myself together and the Lord I seek it. Trying to treat my people right, listen to everything he's speaking. No, I'm not a teacher, a preacher trying to preach. I'm just speaking up some truth into your souls I want to reach. So learn about the man upstairs, look, he ain't a stranger. And get right with him, cause if you don't, then you're in danger.
People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming, get ready, holy children. People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming, get ready, holy children.
Don't feel exempt, come on and tip the step into the light. Because deep in your heart, you know what's wrong, you know what's right. Don't delay, stop making rich your world anyway. Cause once you sell out to the devil, ain't no need to pray. Cause when you die, that's where you lie, and ain't no resurrection. Burning in the lake of fire, left without no protection. Rejection is what the enemy really despises. He tell you what you wanna hear, but you know he give a lies. Rebuke the keep on stepping, that's your weapon and it work. It don't matter what he say, it don't matter where he lurk. Watch out for your enemy, watch out for your friend. Cause trust don't get slim as we get closer to the end. So get yourself together, help your fellow brothers out. Stick together through rough weather, that's what it's all about. Your life is tearing you down and bringing sorrow. So pray tonight before you sleep, cause he might come tomorrow.
People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, holy children. People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, holy children.
Now when we came right now, they tell me what you would do. Cause when it's time to get judged, see that's between him and you. Hit your knees and praise the one and only true Savior. That's all you're seeing behind closed doors. And yet he forget you. And if you don't commit your life living in sin, then in hell is where you dwell for eternity. And then you're burning fire and the pain will never cease. Plus ain't no getting out though, you begging again at least. There is hope. 7 seals and the trumpets blow for peace in heaven and hell on earth. That's how the story's told. Now find your Bible, open it up and get some education. It's all there loud and clear in the book of Revelation. The bottomless pit to the angel of death. You better think about it before you come up on your last breath. Repent for all your sins, learn to change your evil ways. He coming, prepare, we live in the last days.
People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming, get ready, holy children. People, get ready, cause he's coming.